Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Mike Chartak. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Moses steals third. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-0 in the game. Schock strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chartak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter fires to first and has Carnett trapped. There's the throw to Gutteridge, who tags Carnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphreys hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chartak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgin for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker is walked intentionally. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Chartak reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker throws the ball into Schock, who tags Burns trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chartak scores. One out. It's 3-2, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtright pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-2 in the game. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. Chartak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chartak moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 3 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carnett. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Chartak scores. Burns moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 3 in the game. Potter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maltzberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George McQuinn now playing first base. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carnett hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gray Clark pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.